I'll ask you to please turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen. So we continue this evening in our consideration of the Lord's Prayer. We've come to the petition in verse 11, Give us this day our daily bread. And we have seen that the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer reflect a proper concern for the honour and glory of God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So the Lord Jesus is teaching us that we should start with God in our prayer. We should be aware of his kingdom, of his holiness, of his majesty. Hallowed be your name. And in this way we are taught to respect what a privilege it is to come to God as our Father in heaven. And as we come to our Father in heaven with reverence and a proper godly fear, we do so desiring the growth of his kingdom, your kingdom come. The implementation of his will on earth and in our life personally. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And such an emphasis at the outset teaches us to respect the giver, God, first, then the gifts of the giver. Give us this day our daily bread. So we first worship the giver. We first worship our Creator rather than his creation. And it's very important for us to remember this in our relationship with God. Remind ourselves first and foremost of the greatness and the majesty and the wonder of God. To worship God and then to focus upon the gifts that come from the giver. And so Jesus now teaches us in his pattern for prayer to move from the your, referring to God, to the us, referring to our need. So we move from your to us. Give us this day. And the next petition, I believe, in verse 11, this petition, I believe, refers to both a material and a spiritual need. It demonstrates the reality that our Father is concerned to provide his providence and his grace in our life, providentially and spiritually of his grace in our life. Give us this day our daily bread. This petition teaches us that our Father in heaven is concerned about our total welfare. It refers to all that affects our whole being as a person. It is with this assurance and we pray to our Heavenly Father who can provide for us both providentially and spiritually. You remember how David prayed in Psalm 139. He was so assured of the knowledge of God and his life. And he says in Psalm 139 and in verse 2, You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. And this is how we should come to our Father in heaven. He knows us. He knows the past, the present, and the future. And we come by faith to the Almighty God as our Father in heaven, submitting to his will in our life, and we come in dependence upon him. So let us consider this request, first of all, materially. And it speaks to us of our dependence upon our Father in heaven. Give us. We need to receive from God. Here we are taught to appreciate by the Lord Jesus that we are totally dependent upon our Creator God. Everything we receive for our well-being, physically and spiritually, has its source. The source is God. It is God that will give to us. Give us this day. We thought about this on Sunday morning, about the gifting that God gives to his people. We can't be proud of these gifts, that we have not manufactured them. They are what they are. They are gifts from God. He has gifted each member individually in a particular way. And nothing to make us proud, but always to remember that how we serve the Lord, we are being gifted by God. We are being equipped by God. They are gifts from God. And here we have this reminder from the Lord Jesus, give us this day our daily bread. The source then, always remember the source. Constantly remember the source. The air that we breathe, the gravity stopping us floating up in the sky, has its source in our Creator God. I remember some years ago being taken on the way to a church in Romania, in the mountains in another part of the Romania, away from the normal place in which we minister there. We went alongside this huge river running through Romania. It has a source. It has an original source. And the original source is an unfailing spring coming out of the side of a mountain. That's where it begins. That's where it starts. Its original source is from an unfailing spring coming out of the side of a mountain. And when we pray, we need to remember the source. We are praying to our Father. He is the source of every good and perfect thing. So the source is all important. So give us is coming to our Father in heaven, and it is acknowledgement of our dependence upon him to provide us as the source. Martin Luther says on this particular verse, he says, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? The answer, God indeed gives daily bread to all men, even to the wicked, without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that he would lead us to acknowledge our daily bread as his gift and to receive it with thanksgiving. So whereas the world will go to Sainsbury's and just get all the food, fill their trolley up and have absolutely no thought about God, when we sit down to eat from what we purchase from the shops, we thank our Father in heaven because we remind ourselves of the source. And of course, in a world in which everything is so easily obtained, we can go to the supermarket, we can just sit in and we can order goods via the internet, a touch of a button, and it's amazing now, isn't it? If you have Prime, I think it's called, you can order something at 7 in the evening and 10 o'clock in the next morning, it's delivered. It's incredible, isn't it? And you've just done it through a click of a button, and it's so easy. And of course, in this materialistic world in which we live in, and with all its sophistication in purchasing, then it's very easy for us to forget the source. The source, who gives us these good gifts? And the source can be blotted out in our thinking by the ease of accessibility to goods. But the give us should also be in truth an affirmation of worship, because we are saying these words from the heart, acknowledging our dependence upon God. Give us, only God. He is the source. Give us. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we read on this very subject in chapter 3:13, also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. And so this is really the first point. Secondly, continually, this is our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. What is meant here by daily bread? Well, Martin Luther, he was writing about this over 400 years ago. He wrote, everything that is required to satisfy our bodily needs, such as food and raiment and house and home, fields and flocks, money and goods, pious parents, children, servants, godly and faithful rulers, good government, seasonable weather, peace and health, order and honour, true friends, good neighbours, and the like. So he encompasses here his understanding of give us this day our daily bread is really focusing upon the providential, the practical, the government upon which reigns over us, Derek Prime, and more recently in his work on the Lord's Prayer, he states that the meaning of bread sums up our daily needs. It stands for all the daily benefits we require, such as food and clothing, housing and heating and so forth. Well, give us this day then our daily bread. And one of the lessons the Lord Jesus teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount, whereupon this pattern for prayer is given, is to take a day at a time in our needs. To take a day at a time. Notice this, give us our daily our bread. We could just say, Heavenly Father, give us bread. Give us bread. But it's give us this day, it's more the immediate, our daily bread. Our daily bread. And so Jesus is teaching in the same manner to trust our Father in heaven on a day-to-day basis for our needs. So if you move on in this chapter to verse 34, he says in chapter 6 of Matthew, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So Jesus is teaching us to take a day at a time. This was the experience of the children of Israel in the land, in the wilderness for 40 years. The daily manna came from God. There was just enough for each day, with the exception of the amount given for the Sabbath day, the day before being a double amount in readiness for the Sabbath day. Every day was a miracle. But, you know, those of us who are older in years will remember when we were children, there weren't any freezers. There weren't any freezers. Shopping was a daily routine. You remember there was the baker, the butcher, there was the grocer. And there were, we used to have a man, we lived in the village, he used to come round with bread on a daily basis. Daily bread really meant daily bread. It's difficult for us now to comprehend this with our freezers and convenience food. But it's not only the dependence we need to remember, but the daily factor. The daily factor. We need to look to the Lord daily and thank him for his goodness. The psalmist had this thought, and he said in Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Daily. So as we pray this petition in the Lord's Prayer, in this pattern for prayer, always remember we are acknowledging materially our daily dependence upon the Lord. We need to remember our daily dependence upon God. And then we need to also remind ourselves in this particular petition in the prayer of the assurance of this. We're coming to our Father in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. There's assurance here. The psalmist said, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. He will provide. He will provide for you. And when we live in this world, understanding our dependent and vital relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, our lives and God's providential goodness takes on a great depth and wonder. But once we're removed from this, just this being driven by the materialistic agenda of this world, then we say, no, actually, this is God's providing for me. I acknowledge that this is God that is so richly provided for us as a nation, for us as a family. The hymn writer spoke of this when he wrote, "Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green, something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen." And when we're walking with God, and we're in dependence with our Heavenly Father, as Jesus Christ is teaching us here, then the whole creation, the whole providential goodness of God takes on a precious meaning. We just don't take it for granted anymore. We realize that actually God is so good to us, so gracious, so merciful. "Give us this day our daily bread." So that's the material side. But I actually feel personally that it's also a helpful reminder of our spiritual needs. Because spiritually we need to ask the Lord, "Give us this day our daily bread." We need daily grace. You see, grace, the grace of God for us is not a storehouse, inasmuch that we can think that we have a sufficient grace for the next 6 months, that we are so assured in our life we've got enough in the store cupboard of God's grace, so we don't need to keep praying every day. We've got that sorted in our life. We've now got that issue in our life sorted. We've got this particular area in our life sorted. We've grown in this area, you might think. So we don't really need God's grace. We've got so much of it in the storehouse that we don't need to come every day. That's not how God deals with his grace. God gives daily grace for daily needs. It's a daily dependence spiritually give us. Everything about our new nature as Christians has its source in our Heavenly Father. Give us. And this prayer acknowledges that God is the giver of every good thing for us spiritually as well as materially. This can be reminded of us by us in salvation. Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We're here this evening because we've been given the greatest gift of all by God in Jesus Christ Jesus our Lord. And then Paul, speaking about this gift in for life in the Christian life, says in Ephesians 4:7, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." And then James says in James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of turning." And so, not only materially, but spiritually, give us, this is our dependence. But again, our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. We need a daily walk with God. In the two recent surveys of professing Christians in the UK and in Australia, they made a comparison to opposite, as it were, ends of the world. Only 19% of Christians stated that they read the Bible every day in this survey. Only 19%. 27% stated that they read the Bible occasionally. 37% actually acknowledged they didn't read the Bible at all. Well, they obviously are Christians in name only. But such devastating statistics of a move away from the Word of God as our daily bread goes some way to explaining the weak state of the church. We need to read the Bible as our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And this is what we can pray as we come in our devotion time. Lord, can I have please give me my daily bread. Something from your word to help me, to guide me, to strengthen me, to assure me. A daily intake of God's word is so beneficial spiritually. It is daily bread for the soul. Even if we're only able to consider a few verses. Sometimes, you know, when we get exhausted in life, and when we get down and despondent, we can't cope with many verses. We can't cope with reading much. Our minds just cannot take it. We cannot take it in. And we have to do little bits. But, you know, it's much better to do a little bit of God's word every day than just say, well, because I can't read a lot, I can't read anything. If we just do a little every day in these situations and just read a verse and think about a verse if we can, if we do that 365 days in a year, that's quite a lot of verses. But if we don't do it at all, then there's no verses. And so when our minds are weak and we're feeling despondent and downhearted and downcast and struggling, don't ever give up on the word of God. See it still as your daily bread. Even only if you're able to consider a few verses. Little and often is not a bad practice for Christian people when they have hectic lives. You know, sometimes it's a huge challenge for us spiritually when you are bearing the heat and burden of the day. Some of you very busy with family life and just getting through the day, looking after the family or at work, it is a challenge. At those times it can be the quiet time, the devotion time that can suffer. But if we will try and remember the importance of even reading a short passage of scripture, just keep doing it day by day, it will be such a blessing for us, such a help for us. The book of Proverbs teaches us, Proverbs 8 verse 34, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, wait at the posts of my doors. And so, this is important for us spiritually. Heavenly Father, give us this day, now, this day, our daily bread. There is a problem in the winter time, and it's called seasonal affective disorder. It's called SAD. It is to do with a lack of sun in the winter months. And our relationship to light is similar to our relationship to God. It's a creative situation in the winter time which can affect us in our mind and mentally. It's called seasonal affective disorder, when the sun is not shining anything like as much as it does in the summer. And this can remind us in a spiritual way in our relationship to God. The scripture tells us that we are dependent upon God for our life and for the continued existence of the universe. But we too frequently to forget this. We declare our independence from God and we go our own way. And the result can be called SAD in the same way, spiritually affective disorder. So when we come away from the light of God's word, and we come away from the sun, we might say, of the God's word, it will affect us spiritually. Now, Jesus taught this truth, daily truth, elsewhere. In the Gospel of Luke, and chapter 9, verse 23, the Lord Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Very interesting that. Take up his cross daily and follow me. So there needs to be a daily remembrance of our dependence upon the Lord. A daily remembrance of our commitment to the Lord Jesus. A daily reminder of our need to follow him. Give us this day our daily bread. In conclusion this evening, notice the expectation in this prayer. This day, give us this day, not tomorrow, not next week, but this day. There's something very definite in the tone of this petition. God does not deal in vagueness, and we need to remember that when we pray as brothers and sisters in the Lord this evening. We don't need to use platitudes and vagueness with God. We need to be sincere and direct with the Lord. He already knows what we need before we even pray. So it's very important to not multiply words before God in an unnecessary way, but a sense of urgency in our petitions. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the prayer of faith. It reminds us also of our immediate needs. God only deals with our needs, not with our wants. He deals with our needs. It also reminds us of our consideration for others. Give us. So it's a plural word. Do you notice that? It's not give me, it's give us this day our daily bread. We are part of a family. We're part of this local church. We're part of the family of God. And what we desire for ourselves, we desire for others. Give us this day our daily bread. And it reminds us of our consideration of others. If the Lord is blessing us providentially, we have a responsibility to share and to help others in need. That this benefit to us will not be just a singular benefit. It will have an us about it. It will be a blessing to others also. Derek Prine, in his book, provides a very telling story from the life of John Wesley. And it reminds us of the beauty of the us, of caring for others also. There was a respected Wesleyan preacher named Samuel Bradburn. And at the time, he was in difficult financial circumstances, and John Wesley sent him a note as follows. Dear Sammy, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou be fed. Yours affectionately, John Wesley. And with the letter, he enclosed 2 £5 notes. And this is the reply he got. Reverend Wesley, dear sir, I have often been struck with the beauty of the passage of scripture quoted in your good letter, but I must confess that I never saw such useful commentary notes on this passage as the 2 notes you sent. I like that. It's in a way in which we are practically given out and remembering the us. We are part of a family. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we need each other, and we should look out for one another. And as we are praying for to the Lord for our own needs, we are doing so mindful of the needs of others. Give us, give the church our daily bread. Give my brother and sister in the Lord their daily bread also. Give us this day our daily bread. So may the Lord help us to see something of the depth of those words, that prayer, and remember the daily part of our petitions with the Lord. Mm.